Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Is spiritual warfare real? And if so, how can Christians face it with confidence instead of fear? On this episode of This Week in America, Christian author, speaker, and longtime healing minister Robert Bob Canton discusses his powerful new book, A Winnable War. The Lord Goes Forth Like a Warrior, Isaiah 42:13. Drawing from decades of ministry in more than 50 countries, Robert explains how Scripture and Catholic teaching reveal that spiritual battles are real, but victory has already been won through Jesus Christ. Rather than focusing on fear, his messages emphasize faith, hope, prayer, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Robert shares practical spiritual tools believers can use to strengthen their faith, overcome discouragement, and confidently trust in God's promises every day. Whether you're seeking spiritual encouragement, practical biblical wisdom, or a deeper understanding of the Christian faith, Robert offers hope-filled insights for everyday living. And Robert Bob Canton, international speaker, healing minister, founder of Robert Canton Ministry, and author of A Winnable War, joins us on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program, an important conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for this, Rick.
It is our pleasure. As I say, it's important, and there's a powerful message that you have, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about your life, your career, your ministry, and the book, A Winnable War. Let's talk about the beginning of A Winnable War. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, many people do not believe even in the existence of Satan. And as a matter of fact, many Catholic clergy or priests, they don't believe the existence of Satan. And that is sad, because Satan does exist, and he wreaks havoc on the lives of God's people. So that's why this inspired me to provide the readers of my book, A Winnable War, some tools or some weapons that you will be able to use to fight against the enemy of our souls.
I love
that. I believe this is an urgent call for me, by the Holy Spirit, to write this book and to, as I said, to provide the readers an arsenal, so to speak, that the weapons that they can use against Satan.
And we'll talk about many of those, because you really lead us through this, the powerful tools that we have and what we can do to combat this. The good news is the title of the book, A Winnable War. Why do you describe spiritual warfare as a winnable war?
Well, it's the spiritual warfare. I mean, the arsenal or the weapons that I described is really a tools, as I said, that we can use against the enemy. So we have to remember always, and maybe a reader, I recommend that a reader should not only read this like one time, maybe you have to reread it maybe twice or three times, to remember what are the weapons that we can use, what are the things that we should do in order to defeat the enemy, whose aim is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
A number of people I read in reviews use this as a reference book, doing just what you suggested there. You'll go back to it. You'll refer to it, maybe not in need of it right now, but maybe in a couple of months, a couple of weeks, you may be. So it's being used as a reference book as well. Our guest is Robert Bob Canton. That's C-A-N-T-O-N. His website is authorrobertcanton.com. Go there, information. You can order the books, his other books, which we'll mention later as well. All of that information there. Of course, books available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And your experience in ministry, decades of experience in ministry. Talk about some of the influences, the stories you share in the books. Talk about some of the stories that you use in Inwittable War to make a good example to help other people.
Well, I had some experiences when I had the privilege to do healing crusades or healing rallies or healing workshops, some manifestations of evil spirits come. You know, like one time I was in Malaysia, this guy was, you know, he had his hand extended and aiming for my neck. And he said, "I want to kill you. I want to kill you." And he was extending both of his hands and trying to, I believe he was, he aimed at my neck to strangle me to death, you know.
Yes.
And
wow.
Of course, he was influenced by the evil spirit, you know, because the evil spirit, I believe, wants to silence me on what to do or how to protect yourselves from the attacks of the enemy. So this was, you know, it built up really, what happened was that it built up my faith because suddenly this guy had stopped dead on his tracks. And, I thought he had something like a sickness, maybe he had a fright that, you know, what kind of sickness was that, and he just fell on the floor, and then he stood up again and tried again with all his might to aim at to extend his hands and tried to strangle me. And then, you know, praise God. I said, "Lord Jesus, cover me with your most precious blood. Protect me." And I asked all the angels and archangels in heaven, led by St. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, to protect me from this man. And then, to make the long story short, this man was converted into becoming Catholic, because this man was,
wow,
was a Buddhist. This man was a Buddhist, and he was involved himself in tarot cards, Ouija boards, and all devilish activities. You know, so he was, he allowed himself to be used by Satan. So, but praise God, it had, as I said, it had increased my faith, because I know that Jesus is more powerful. It's more powerful than the evil one.
It's an amazing story. He not only stopped, he converted. The stories that just many of the stories and tools, useful tools, you'll find in Robert's book, A Winnable War. The author is our guest on the program, Robert Bob Canton. That's C-A-N-T-O-N. Robert, what misconceptions do many Christians have about spiritual warfare? What is it that many of us don't understand?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, as I said, many people do not believe or no inkling or any iota of knowledge that the enemy is real, and his aim is to destroy us. His aim is to put us into the kingdom of hell instead of the kingdom of God. So we have to be vigilant always, because according to Saint John, I think it says that the evil one wants to put us with him into hell, into hellish fire. You know, so that's why this gives me a very big reason why I should put down this in writing, to convince somehow by the power of the Holy Spirit that we have to be vigilant always. Because the devil is always looking for someone to devour, according to the scripture.
Yes. That's why people keep a copy of this book on hand, to guide them through those moments when that does happen. The book is a winnable war. Your book emphasizes God's power more than Satan's influence. Why was that so important to you, to get that message out?
Yeah, well, God's power is more potent than any, and I would say, than any power imaginable in this earth. You know, his power is even more powerful. God's power is even more powerful than all the nuclear bombs combined on this earth. So we have to rely on his power. We have to rely on him, because he's the most powerful being in this entire universe. So that's why we have to rely on him, have faith in him, go to him when we are being attacked, or many people also are being depressed, are now depressed, because many people are saying, what is happening in this world? How come there's so much darkness in this world? So much fighting, so many wars. For instance, the wars between the U.S. and Iran, and the wars in between Russia and Ukraine, and so many wars, and like the between Hamas and the Jewish people.
Yes.
So we need to rely on the power of God, because otherwise they will be hopeless. There will be darkness. There's no way we can fight this darkness except by the power of the Lord. Jesus says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. You can count on me. Okay, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but you say something that's so important, because people do feel overwhelmed. If you just join a conversation with friends, with neighbors, with relatives, you pick up a newspaper, you watch television, we're overwhelmed by what's going on in the world. What's the very first thing a person should do? Rather than feeling overwhelmed, what can we do to turn it around and to fight this battle?
One of the weapons that I mentioned in my book is prayer. Prayer, we have to pray, because prayer is a very effective weapon against the enemy. Otherwise, we are hopeless. We cannot do anything against the power of Satan. There is nothing on earth that Satan is so fearful, of as prayer. He cannot triumph over prevailing prayer. Satan is more afraid of our praying than your pure life or zealous witness. One's life may be beautiful witness that cannot be silenced, but prayer is a militant force that has the potential of defeating Satan, destroying his works, and driving him out of places and lives he claims as his own. According to St. Pope John Paul II, during his visit to St. Michael the Archangel Sanctuary on May 24, 1987, he declared, "The battle against the devil is still being fought today because the devil is still active."
Well, that's powerful words, and what we can do about it is all in Robert's book. In fact, addressed in all of his books, the book we're talking about specifically is A Winnable War. Our guest is Robert Bob Canton, that's C-A-N-T-O-N. His website is authorrobertcantonbooks.com. You talk about the power of prayer, also the power of the Holy Spirit in everyday life. You talk about the Holy Spirit being an important part of our battle. How is that? What should we do to tap into the Holy Spirit to get us through these difficult times?
Well, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a God of wisdom, God of knowledge. He shows us many ways on how to defeat the enemy. He protects us. He's the paraclete. He's the advocate. He's what we called the love between the Father and the Son. And so we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more discernment of spirits, and how to know, for instance, when the evil one is trying to attack us. We call that the gift of discernment. Like, for instance, one time I was praying over this person who was oppressed by the evil spirit. So I was praying over this person. My tongues, my gift of tongues, the turned into a staccato type of tongues. So for me, that's a warning sign that the evil spirit is present in our midst. So the Holy Spirit is the one who gave us the warning. He was saying, "Oh, be careful, because the evil one is present. You have to protect yourself, to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. You have to cover yourself with the mantle of Mary, the Immaculate Conception, and you have to ask the angels and archangels and legions of angels in heaven, led by Saint Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, to surround you." So it's the Holy Spirit that is giving us the warning.
You talk about prayer, scripture, the sacraments, the roles that they play in overcoming spiritual attacks. We've talked about prayer. Talk about the role of scripture and sacraments, what role they play in overcoming these spiritual attacks.
Yeah. Well, the Word of God, in the book of John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus says, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." So we have to rely on His words, because His words can set us free. His words will, if we follow the Ten Commandments to the letter, that'd be great. But you might say, "Well, it's hard to do it." But rely on the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit how to lead a holy life, how to follow the Ten Commandments. You know, He will give us the wisdom, the fortitude on how to do it. You know, regarding the sacraments, there are 7 sacraments of the Catholic Church. Okay? So what are the sacraments? They are visible outward signs instituted by Jesus Christ that confer God's invincible grace. They are the sacraments of they are the baptism. In other words, what's baptism? Baptism is the foundational first step which cleanses a person of original sin, welcomes them into the church, and marks the beginning of their spiritual journey. And then the sacrament of confirmation, the strengthening of the Holy Spirit, which deepens the grace received at baptism and equips the individual to actively live out their faith. The Eucharist, the reception of the Holy Communion, where Catholics partake in the consecration of bread and wine, believing they are truly receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, by the way, says the Eucharist is the source and the summit of a Christian life. Okay, and also the sacrament of penance or confession, the process by which sins committed after baptism are forgiven through confession to a priest, and absolution, restoring a person's relationship with God. And also anointing of the sick, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. You know, Rick, there are many, many instances where many sick people like cancer and, you know, all the incurable diseases. And I recommend to them that you should contact the priest to give you the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And praise God, I've witnessed some, I know some people who recovered from their debilitating illnesses by receiving the sacrament for the sick. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Yes.
And also the sacrament of the holy orders, the sacrament of apostolic ministry by which men are ordained as priests or bishops or deacons to serve and lead the Catholic Church. And the 7th sacrament is matrimony, the lifelong covenant union between a man and a woman, established as a sign of Christ's unbreakable love for the church. So those are the 7 sacraments of the church. So Satan, you know, like for instance, doesn't have the power to overcome the 7 sacraments. The 7 sacraments, I would call it as our passport to the kingdom of God.
Oh, yes. Our guest is Robert Bob Canton. He is the author of A Winning More, and I'll give you the other books that Robert has written here in a second. He's been conducting healing rallies, crusades, parish missions, retreats, workshops, days of renewal events, spoken at various regional, national, international Catholic charismatic conferences and conventions, a best-selling author. This is the book we're talking about, A Winnable War. He's also the author of Miracles Never Ending, Awesome Power from On High, and Fundamentals of Power-Filled Living. And I understand, Robert, you've got a 5th book that you're working on. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. And I'm praying and hoping that I could finish the book by, let's say, the end of November or maybe the beginning of December this year. The title that of the book is Having a Victorious and Power-Filled Life. And hopefully I know a publisher that would publish that book.
Well, that you've enticed me with the title, and hopefully that will be out soon, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that as well. And if you go to Robert's website, you'll find out what is happening with new books, what Robert is doing, the services he's been providing around the world. Pictures there, great pictures. If you're watching the video of this, you've seen him at the LA Times Festival of Books just recently there selling, signing autographs with people and talking about the book. Robert, just a few minutes left in the program. What was it like when you're out at an event like that? And you may be witnessing people that normally you wouldn't come across at a rally. They're there. They come to you. I see their smiling faces. I see them posing for pictures with you. What's that like as an outreach to be able to talk to people at that level?
Oh, yeah. And then you will find that, you know, I found out that many people are open to that. They are open to discussing about the book. So I must have signed, I don't know, I was just married to meet. I must have signed 5,000 books there because it's a two-day event. So, I prayed with people. Some people asked me to sign the book, and then they said, can you pray over me? So I prayed over them, you know. So it was a very, you know, it's a good learning experience. And it was so beautiful because I had the chance to minister to them through healing, through, word of knowledge. And
yes,
when I pray over people, I always have word of knowledge. Let's say, for instance, I'm prompted by listening to the voice of the Lord in my heart. You know, some kind of message will come out, will be given to the sick. We say, you have to forgive your brother-in-law, or you have to forgive your father-in-law. And they were just they get startled. I said, how do you know about that? I said, well, I just listen to God's words in my heart and try to pass it on to you. You know, like, for instance, somebody that they're praying for, they say the relative that is sick with cancer, and then the Lord will say to me, through me, the words to them, he says, you have to have him receive the sacrament for the sick, or he has to go to confession. And then I found out that some people say, oh, I haven't been to confession for a long time. I said, that's why the Lord wants you to go to confession. That's why the Lord wants you to go to receive the sacrament for the sick. So you have to receive the Eucharist for 30 days without interruption. Something like that.
Yes.
You know? So it's so amazing. I mean, you know, I'm not better than anybody else, but for some reason the Lord used me in spite of myself.
He's used you quite effectively, I would say, in touching the lives of literally tens of thousands of people for decades in over 50 countries with the work that you're doing there. And who knows how many people, by reading the book and passing the book along to other people, hanging on to the book and using it as a reference throughout their lives. This book is a winnable war. Robert, what do you hope readers will remember long after they finish the book? When this is done, what do you hope, if they've just listened to us, what do you hope the message is for them that will be life-changing?
Yeah, well, hopefully their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, will increase their faith. Will be solid in in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Holy Trinity. I hope that they will also follow the teachings of the church, you know. And I'd like to have a message to those who are listening to this interview. Is that okay?
Of course. Yes, please.
In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 2-3, the Lord God says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." That's the message that was given to me by the Holy Spirit to share with the listeners of this interview.
I appreciate that. That's very meaningful and something that we all will listen to, and will follow. I mentioned just as we conclude today, talking about we all feel overwhelmed. In today's world, why do you believe this message, a winnable war, is especially timely and important now? Because it really seems like this book is at the right time.
Yes, it's. I know that the Lord has inculcated into my heart to write this book because, as you said, it's timely for this time, you know, timely for this time where there's so much darkness in this world. There's so much, people are in drugs. Many people are hopeless. Many people are suicidal. Many people are this seems to be lost. But the Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
Well,
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
So follow Him, you know. So that's why this is very timely. And I thank God that He put this into my heart to write this book, because this will somehow, and I hope so, that this will give a glimmer of hope, so to speak. Just even a glimmer of hope is better than being hopeless, you know. So that's why I cannot thank the Lord enough for His guidance, for His mercy, for His love for us.
Now, the book is a winnable war. That's one of four written by our author. Soon, a fifth will be added to that. Robert Bob Canton, that's Canton. This book, A Winnable War. Of course, you'll find all the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Also at Robert's website, author Robert Canton, CANTON.com. And of course, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing those very meaningful and impactful words during the course of the interview. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, thank you for your interview, and you are very knowledgeable yourself, Rick. And I really thank you for the thought-provoking questions that you asked me. And it really built up my faith also.
Well,
in other words, as we were talking, it reminds me of many things. You know, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit is working.
Robert, those are kind words. Any knowledge that I have has come from listening to guests on the program like you, and I thank you for being with us on the program. My thanks to Mainspring Books for making our guest available today. Mainspring Books, making your stories come to life. You'll find them at mainspringbooks.com. And reminder that you can listen to all of our interviews on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Audible, Google, and many more. Of course, videos on YouTube will appear on Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. While you're there, be sure you like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.